Good morning, good vach. We continue our study of Mishnayos this Motzei Shabbos, as we do every single day, L'ilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We're in Masechta Nida, we're in the third parak, Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey, and we continue with our discussion of Nebuch, a situation where a woman passes a stillbirth. So, Hamapela Sandal Ol Shilya, what if she aborts something that is known as a sandal? A sandal has a feature, is a piece of flesh that looks like a bull's tongue. Or she passes something that is just an afterbirth, just the umbilical cord. So Teshiv Lazachar Lanakeva, it means that there was something that was here beforehand, and she has to go ahead, and she has to keep the chumrah of a zachor and a nekeva. Again, like we learned yesterday, that means she keeps the yamei tumah of a nekeva 2 weeks, but she will keep the yamei tara of a zachor, meaning it's only 26 days that are remaining after that birth. Now, shilya babayis, what if there is a an afterbirth in a house, but there's no sign of a fetus? So then, habayis tame, everything, all the people in the house, the kalim in the house, they become tame, because we assume that it's going to be under the same roof as the corpse. It's not that the shilya has a vlad, it's not that the afterbirth is considered a child, it's that it's impossible that there is no child there. Rav Shimon Omer, Nimo Kavlada Shelo Yatza. Rav Shimon says, why should there be a situation of tumah here? Maybe the child disintegrated before it came out, and therefore there is no tumah to be assumed in the situation. Amapelas tumtum vandroginus, what if a woman passes a child, aborts a child, miscarries a child, that is a tumtum or an androgynous? So it's not a male and it's not a female. Either we can't tell the genitalia, or we can see that it's an androgynous child. So teishiv lazachar v'lanakeva, the woman has to be concerned, and she would keep both days the yamei tumah of a woman, of a baby girl, which would be 2 weeks, and the yamei tara of a zachar, 26 days. Tumtum v'zachar, androgynous v'zachar, teishiv lazachar v'lanakeva. What if she has twins? Right? If she aborts a tumtum in a male, or an androgynous child in a male, so she keeps tumah v'tara for a male and a female. Tumtum in the keva, androgynous in the keva, teshiv la nekeva bovad. But if she has miscarriage of a tumtum and a female, so here we have a definite female together with the tumtum and the androgynous. And since one is a certain female, and the other one is, the gender of the other one is irrelevant, even if it, because in this situation the yamei tara are going to be kept across the board. Yatsa mechutach omesuras, what happens if the fetus comes out dismembered or inverted? Misha yatsa rubo, so once the majority comes out, hareu kiyolod, we assume that the child is considered like it's born. Yatsa kedarko, what if it's emerges in a normal manner? Sa'achi yetze rov rosho, so here we assume that it's born when the majority of the head comes out. Be'ezio rov harosh, and what's most of the head? When is that going to be considered born? So the answer is mitshatetze pachdaso, right? Once his forehead comes out, that's when we assume that the child's fully born. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic week. And Iksiva v'chasima tova.